Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. My name is Jason. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah. How's the weather out there?
Pretty good. Sir, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet or internet or TV?
Nope.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. Sir, to make sure we cover our ages equally, what is your age?
My age?
Yes, sir.
Over 50.
Okay. Sir, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Heinz 57.
Your race, sir?
That's it. 57. I'm a mongrel. I got a little bit of everything in me.
Oh, okay. Sir, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, parts of it's going good and parts of it isn't.
Okay, so would you say satisfied or dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. Sir, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person and or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. Moms for Liberty.
50.
How about the woke culture or wokeism?
Never heard of it.
Okay. The National Education Association or NEA?
Maybe a 25.
Okay.
Not as bad as some of them, but they're still assholes. Okay, go on.
How about public school teachers?
I'd go probably a 75. Because some of them are not making it.
Okay. Sir, what you think about Donald Trump? Which number would you give him?
One way or the other, I'd go 50.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education?
Right now, they're doing some stupid shit, so we'll go 25.
Okay. Public schools?
75 for public schools.
75. And how about charter schools?
Yeah, go 75 with them too.
Okay. Sir, generally speaking, how do you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I'd go poor compared to some of the other countries.
Okay.
We used to be the best, but not anymore. I've gone out the friggin' window.
Okay, sir. Next, did you say that public schools or charters, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Would you say public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
Well, charter schools are better in something and public schools are better in others. So I'd go 50 with both of them.
Okay. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You could use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10?
Yeah, I'd go 75.
From 0 to 10, which number would you choose?
Oh, we'll go 7.
Okay. Next statement says, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10?
You'll have to explain that to me. What is it you're actually asking?
It says, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding that topic. This topic says, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10.
Oh, so you're asking, is it nice for this public schools to teach children how to get good jobs?
Yeah, compete for and get good jobs and get good jobs in the future global job market. From a 0 to a 10.
Well, we'll go 7.
Okay. How about develop critical thinking skills? From a 0 to a 10.
Oh, I'd go about a 9.
Okay. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. From a 0 to a 10?
Well, if you're going to do all the other stuff, you're going to need that. So, yeah, I'd go with 10 on that one.
Okay. Develop social skills. From a 0 to a 10?
Well, right now, everybody's online, so there's no social skills at all. So I'd go 50.
Okay, and be ready for higher education, like college, from a 0 to a 10?
Some people are better off without college. College is kind of overrated. You got people going to college, and they're working at McDonald's. So I go a 50 on that one, or a 5.
Okay, sir. Sir, we're at 75%. We're almost done here. I just wanted to thank you for taking your time off your day to help me finish this survey. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The next question would be, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education? Would you say not enough?
That's almost a trick question. They're spending a lot, but not on the right way. So, how would I answer that? Go with 5th or 5?
You could answer not enough, too much, or about right.
Yeah, but see, what the problem is, you're asking for everything. Now, some schools are doing part of it right, but they're dropping the other stuff. So they're spending a lot of money, but not on the right quality and the right stuff. So I'd go Yeah, we'll go 5 on that one. Since you can't ask that particular question the right way to get a good answer, I'll have to go with 5.
Okay, I'm sorry for this question, but is it not enough, too much, or about right?
About right for what they're... No, it's not even right for what they're doing. It's too much for what they're doing.
Okay. Sir, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Nope.
Okay. How much have you seen, read, or heard about critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Well, what do you consider critical race theory?
I have no more information right here, sir. Sorry.
Okay, so we'll go 0 on that.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Well, CRT is just politics, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
What? Whether it's good or bad, it's bad.
Oh, the question is, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
They're mainly about politics.
Okay, so do you strongly agree that they're politics? Or do you somewhat agree?
Agree with what?
It says, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing with politics with education. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree with that. Just politics.
Okay, sir. So do you agree strongly or do you agree somewhat?
That it's just politics?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I agree strongly that it's just politics.
Okay, so you could answer somewhat or strongly agree.
That it's politics.
Yeah.
I agree, strongly agree that it's just politics.
Okay, sir. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard of a couple cases. Which
okay.
Wound up being stupid.
So would that be a little or a lot?
A lot what?
Of how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove books?
Oh, I heard medium. How's that?
Okay.
I've heard more than enough so that I know that it's politics. And
okay, sir. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States, and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
It depends on what they're teaching them about slavery. See, not all white people own slaves.
Yeah.
And not all slave owners are white. They had black slave owners. But you don't hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're playing politics.
So would you answer, you could answer strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or
I disagree
don't know.
With the way they're teaching them. How's that?
Okay.
The way they want to teach.
Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
With what? This is a new question now, right?
Okay, you could answer me strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. But it says, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
See, you've got two questions. You can't answer one way and one the other, because you put two questions and you only want one answer. Somebody's making up and they're doing something wrong, because that's...
Let me reverberate, sir. Sorry. It says, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. This statement says, public school students should learn about history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement?
Well, unless you actually explain how they're doing it, I have to strongly disagree.
Okay. The next statement quotes, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Well, because the teachers will influence the kids one way or another, I'll say disagree, strongly disagree.
Okay. And the next one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'll disagree with that.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
No, we'll go somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Parents can come in and ask questions.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say that would help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first statement says, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Okay. When they say ethnic, is that all races or just colored? It doesn't say that on your thing, so I'm going to have to say disagree.
Okay. So do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose, sir?
I'll oppose it strongly.
Okay.
Because if you're not doing it for all of them, you shouldn't be doing it for one.
Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Yeah, I'll go somewhat opposed.
Okay. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'll go strongly oppose.
Okay. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Well, see, if you had word that for parents restricting people stuff for their own kid, I would have agreed. But you're trying to say all. So, no, I'm going to disagree with that.
Strongly or somewhat opposed, sir?
Oh, I'll go strongly.
Okay. And increasing discipline in schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
If it's the right restrictions and stuff, I would go great, but it's not, so I'll go oppose. Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Sir, some U.S. cities have approved the new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
It depends on what they're teaching them. There again, I go oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yeah, I'll go somewhat.
Okay, sir. Thank you again. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. A 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it is a not at all convincing argument. You could use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers, the first statement quotes, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, from 0 to 10, which number would
you... 10.
Okay.
For that particular statement.
The next statement quotes, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world in a school, in a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you want me to read it again, sir?
No, I'll go a 10 on that one.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
And the next statement quotes, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with the teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. From 0 to 10?
Well, I'd definitely keep the politicians out, so I'd go with a 10 on that one.
Okay, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Yeah, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And the next statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, sir. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Sir, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
associates.
Associates. Okay. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm retired.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Okay, sir. Sir, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Right now, I'll go something else, because both the parties are really messed up.
Too bad
that's the only votes we get. They're the only people we can vote for, so I'm going to have to vote for whoever I think will do the less amount of damage.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Oh, no.
Okay. Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living within your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No, that wouldn't be it. She went to college, so that's not, well, it's public, but you got to pay for it, so no.
Okay, and do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Nope.
Sir, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Oh, I'm liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever? Or never?
We'll go once or twice a year, maybe.
Okay. So that will be once or twice a month, several times a year?
Well, several times a year. That's what I said, once or twice a year.
Okay, sir. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Okay. Is an educator, such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide?
No.
Sir, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and participation. I hope you have an excellent day, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.